Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is a master trainer and CEO. She is where precision and charisma meet. Being a mentor, executive coach, and an author, she verbally dances for a living. And today, we will talk about how better and more effective communication can help you convey the message of God to others. Besides being educationally qualified to share her expertise, she also is the child of missionaries, and she saw how effective communication changed people's lives, and it even shaped her desire to successfully build a Montessori school. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Miss Brigitta Orfala. Welcome, Brigitta.
Hello, Jackie. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited and honored.
Yes, we're absolutely excited to hear your story because it's interesting. You grew up under missionaries and you got to see how they worked every day. But then you had to develop your communication style. And after you developed your communication style, you saw how effective it was in sharing the messages that you share. Would you share your story with the audience?
Yeah, so I grew up in Germany. My father was a missionary. And so I'm not just a PK, a preacher's kid. I'm also an MK, a missionary kid. And I heard my father, you know, speak on in front of thousands and thousands of people in German and in English and in other languages. And he was a very charismatic person. And that charisma he modeled for me, and I want to say I got it pretty naturally from him. And through that, when it came to me, you know, stepping into my own greatness, building businesses, I thought, well, I have the charisma. I have crossed cultures. I have 2 degrees. I kind of know it all. And I built my business, a Montessori school, came from Germany to the U.S. With my family. And I noticed that in the beginning, I wasn't getting the results that I desired. And I thought, well, you know, I have all the degrees, I have the charisma, I have the knowledge, I have all of that that God gave me and equipped me with. Why am I not getting the results that I desire? And in the beginning, I first pointed fingers outwards. And how often are we quick to point fingers outwards, right? It was a long look in the mirror. And a very thorough look in the mirror and a lot of praying and turning inwards and going, well, wait a minute, it's not them. It's actually the common denominator here is me. And how am I not communicating? How am I not building the relationships to actually get the results that I desire? And that's when it all started to shift. That's when it all started to go truly in the direction that I needed it to go, that I wanted it to go. And that took a lot of self-reflection. That took a lot of continuous learning, although I thought I knew it all. And quite honestly, when you say those things, I know that, all learning ceases. And that's when I opened up again. So what is it that I don't know yet? What is it that I still need to learn on this journey? And that's when I let go of judgment. That's when I let go of opinions of others. That's when I started really tapping into my own grace with myself and with other people. And I started to learn more about communication methodologies of how can I relate to others? How can I build relationship with others as Jesus did and truly listen to them and not jump to conclusions just because that's out of my experience, my culture, my upbringing, but relate to them. Maybe I can't understand them because I've never walked in their shoes, but I can start to relate to them and build a relationship with them. And that starts with good communication.
Yeah.
With great communication.
Yeah. I love it. Can you tell people some of the things that you did to reach that point where you felt like you were a better communicator?
When I started learning more about listening on a deeper level, so not just listening to the words, because that's what most people, you know, focus on. When they say, oh, I'm a good communicator. Well, the problem with communication is listening. So when they listen on a deeper level of not just the words that someone is saying, but the mindset that someone that's communicating, that is the sender of the message, with what mindset are they sending that? With what purpose are they sending that message? What is their body language saying? And is that congruent with the words and the mindset and the purpose that they're saying it with? And then lastly is the tonality. Is that congruent the way that they're saying it? Are they saying, I love you? Or are they saying, I love you? Are they saying, oh, I really care for you? Or are they saying, I care for you? If you would see my body language, it also comes with the body language of, I care for you. I lean in, I open up, or I care for you. And it's just kind of, it's incongruent when I say it that way, not just in my tonality, but also in my body language, the mindset of, do I really care for you? I'm just going to say it to go through the motions. And how often do we communicate just to go through the motions? And then we wonder, why are we not able to build a relationship with that person? Why am I not able to get through to that person or be able to assist or help that person or guide that person? Because our communication is out of whack.
Yeah. And we talked before the recording started, and for you, it is especially important that we're communicating with children well.
Well, yes, you know, being an educator, having children of my own, and noticing how some parents are talking to their children. And I think as a collective community, we want our children to be the future. We see our children as the legacy of who we are, and that they are carrying on the legacy. We put a lot of pressure on our children. But it doesn't start with the child being good if I'm modeling something that is not so good. Mm-hmm. It starts with me as the adult. It starts with me as the educator. It starts with me as the parent, me as the thought leader, or me even be as the religious leader to model, what does that look like to be a good citizen? What does that look like to be a testimony for what we stand for?
Yeah, I love it. Now, you've written books. Also, you've had coaching programs. Can you tell people about that?
First and foremost, I've written a lot of curriculum. I've written some books. I am here at just as my school that I have built over almost 20 years ago now, I'm here to educate others. And where I was an educator for children at first, because, you know, children are innocent by nature, it's the adults around them that either shape them or screw them up. I have gotten into educating adults, and that's where I certify adults. May they be entrepreneurs, may they be parents, may they be business leaders, may they be C-level executives. And that's my true passion and purpose of educating, certifying adults in the communication methodology.
Yeah, I love it. What's next for you, Brigitta?
What's next for me? So this year, I have already several speaking engagements lined up. I'm invited to speak on stages around the world. I just came back from Milwaukee, where it was absolutely cold. I am going to Vegas to do a big conference sometime in the summer, going to Ascona, Switzerland in January next year, where I'm already booked for that. My path is very clear. Where I'm going is to support anyone that builds a relationship with me that crosses my path to become a better communicator. That's what's next for me.
Yeah, I love it. Truly the life of an international speaker. How can people connect with you?
Very easy. So once you know how to spell my first and last name, which is Brigitta Höfele, so B-R-I-G-I-T-T-A, that's my first name, Brigitta, and then Höfele is H-O-E-F-E-R-L-E, Höfele, that is my last name. When you Google my name, I am the only Brigitta Höfele that comes up. There's only one Brigitta Höfele on the World Wide Web, or even simpler, and that's a simpler spelling, is when you Google Center of NLP, or you go on Facebook, Center of NLP. NLP stands for Neurolinguistic Programming. You can find me there as well. We are on all social media platforms with either / Brigitta Höfele or / Center of NLP, and you're definitely going to find me.
Thank you for sharing that information. Brigitta, as we wrap up, what is the one thing that you feel like the audience absolutely needs to know today and that they can implement into their life today? The one lesson that they can just thread throughout their life.
When you talk, you hear the same thing over and over again. When you listen, you'll actually hear something new and learn something new.
Wow, I love it. CWS audience, you have heard her. We got to stop doing so much stop talking and start doing more listening. People need you. They need you to communicate the word of God to them in an effective way. But we can't do that if we are standing in judgment and we're not sympathetic toward people's situations. You may not understand it, but you can take a step back, listen, empathize, and then respond. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And until next time, beautiful people, God bless.